Hey, what is up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Who's Alex? Maybe we'll talk about this, and maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows? And I'm joined by a very special guest. His name is Justin. What is up, Justin?
What is up, guys? It's Justin Laswell, and I'm super stoked to hear what we're talking about today.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad to hear that excitement. So how was your day, though?
Bro, my day was great. I woke up a little late. Didn't feel that good, but I went to the gym and I hit 2 new PRs for deadlifting, and it was absolutely crazy. How about your day?
My day's pretty good. I just, you know, grinded, you know, uploaded a new video on Instagram, went to the gym, did a nice full body workout, but it was pretty good. Pretty good overall. Thank you for asking. But regrets.
Oh, regrets. I have honestly so many regrets in my life that I just look back on and I knew I shouldn't have, like, I should have done something to not regret, you know, what I'm doing or whatever it is. But one was not playing soccer my senior year because I had so many scholarships and so many opportunities to make my life different that I did not take advantage of.
I'm sorry to hear that, man, but can't let those things hold you down. Never let those things hold you down. Never get discouraged. I have regrets as myself, but I think one of the biggest pains that you can see in a man is regret. It's just, you can just see it in his eyes. And what sucks about it is that you really can't do anything about it. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. Go ahead.
That is true. You can definitely see regret in someone's eyes, definitely a man's eyes, because I, like, throughout these whole years of me wanting to start YouTube, like, I finally did, I've always regretted doing it or for not doing it until I just started recently, and it honestly feels great.
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear that. It really warms my heart to see someone like you just start. And you could start anywhere. You could start small. You don't have to have all the tools right in front of you. Just work with what you got. And that's the problem with a lot of people in our generation. We desire productivity. We want to be productive. It's a good habit. It really is. But I believe a lot of people mistake productivity was just everyday task. Like, people believe being productive is cleaning the home, which it is, don't get me wrong, cleaning your home, washing your car, cleaning out your car, you know, ordinary tasks such as chores. I believe people mix chores up with productivity towards their goals. And it's not about being busy, because you hear a lot of people say, I can't, man, I'm busy, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. But then you sit back and you think about that person and you say to yourself, are they really busy or are they just occupied? Because later they're going to be so busy that they're going to regret not actually doing the tasks that they should have been doing in the first place.
Yeah, all that is very true. And one of the things that people think is, you know, if they want to start a YouTube channel or a business, they have to get, you know, the best tools, the best cameras, the best editing software. But it's honestly really not about that. If you're willing to work with what you got in your hands, then you're going to be successful and you're going to fail. But even if you fail, you got to keep pushing through. I mean, you can't just start something and stop it and regret it, because once you regret it, that's when you fail. That's when it all goes downhill from there.
Exactly. And when it starts to go downhill, man, people don't know what to do with themselves. You know, they start, you know, I'm not sure if people do, but, you know, they can go do drugs and they, you know, they party so much. And then, you know, they slowly see their lives fading away, but they don't see it though. Other people see it. And it's quite sad because, you know, we don't want to see that of our friends. We want them to you know, work hard and also spend time, have fun, balance it out, you know. but don't do too much of one thing where you regret the other thing. And it's just, it's terrible. It really is. And when it, where regrets come in, a lot of negativity comes in. You hear a lot of people always talking about, well, I say a lot of people, I'm not talking about, you know, a million people. It's just talking about general people that we know in our everyday lives.
Yeah. But
in the negativity, you just don't want to listen to it. It makes you, you have to react in a different way where you must feed off that negativity, and it makes you push even harder towards not regretting anything later on. That's also the point of a bucket list. You know, do you have anything on your bucket list, Justin?
Actually, yeah, I'm really, I have a lot of things on my bucket list, honestly. Like, I want to be good at editing because I just started YouTube. I want to make good quality content, but I have to make myself a plan, and I have to follow that plan, like, each and every step throughout the way, because people want to say they want to be successful, but they don't do anything about it. They just sit back and watch other people achieve their dreams, you know, and they're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to start, you know, being an actor, but they don't do anything to go towards their goals. And once they see other people do it, then they start regretting. Like your buddy, he could do the same acting job as you, and he can put so much more hard work and dedication into it. But if you're not willing to put more effort than him, you're not going to achieve what you want and be successful. It's just like that. And then you're going to regret it, man. It just really sucks.
It does, man. And it's so funny to me that in today's society, specifically more in our generation, we have so many opportunities in front of us that they're actually quite easy. I'm not saying that the hard work and the dedication is easy. No, there is hard work. But what I'm saying is the apps, the technology, the, you know, any, the tools like GoPros or, you know, the phone in your, not the phone, I'm sorry, the camera on your phone can be used as a tool to help you reach your goal one step at a time. But people are lazy in this generation. And we need to do something about it. And speaking about it is great because it helps people notice that regretting something is probably the worst thing in the world.
It really is, because I was on the gym grind for about 6 months, starting back in December of last year. And I worked my ass off, and I tried super hard to gain so much muscle and everything, and then I just quit going to the gym. I got lazy. I regretted that. Now I'm going back to the gym, but I'm not quite where I used to be. But I'm slowly starting to gain my muscle mass back with hard work, because I regretted not going to the gym when I was not going. And then I literally did something about it. I made a plan, found a workout routine, and I just followed it. You guys have, like, kids these days, they have to know to stay consistent and to never give up.
Exactly. And what do kids have these days? They have iPads and stuff on their faces. But it's never too late. It's never too late for anything, you know. And to the audience that is listening right now, I want to say to y'all, you probably do have some regrets. I'm not a fortune teller that you're going to have more regrets you may have. I don't know. But you ever heard of the term postmortem, where after a damage or a result has happened, the postmortem scientists, I guess we'll call them, they develop They develop either methods or theories to what they could have done to prevent it. Why say be pre-mortem? Develop methods before the final result happens. Meaning, plan something out, just like what Justin did on his workout routine. So when you're playing this out, you won't be, let's say your goal is to get bulk up and be muscular. Your goal will be that. So pre-mortem that and don't be small. But also, just have fewer regrets. pre-mortem your circumstances and have fewer regrets. Because the last thing I want to see is those baggy eyes and that monotone face. And it all reads regrets. And none of us like to see that. None of us.
That is true. None of us do want to see that. But ever since I was a little kid, I've dreamed so big. And not even since I was little, ever since YouTube came out, I've always been obsessed with it. I watch people, you know, upload great content, something new and entertaining every day. And I'm just sitting back doing nothing about it. But let me tell y'all something. You don't want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. Because if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you're going to go all out to have it. You're going to push through anything, any boundary, any failure, and any regret. And you just got to push that to the side, and you just got to stop caring about what people think. And you really got to sit down and decide who you are and who you want to be. So, Alex, tell me about some regrets you've had in your life.
Regrets. I regret not trying as hard as I am right now on all social media platforms. Lately, I downloaded at least more than 9 social media platforms because I believe that I should really get myself out there on whatever platform is possible. All I had was Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. And I had YouTube too, but I didn't have a YouTube channel at the time. And even on those social media platforms, I didn't post on my stories. I didn't post as much on my profile. On Snapchat, I wasn't using it for business purposes. I was using it for memes. And on Facebook, it was just endless scrolling of watching videos. And I really do regret not trying as hard because I could have spent all those hours on my phone. All those hours. And the phone is very powerful, people. You have the whole world connected in your hand. Use it to its full extent for whatever purpose you are doing.
Yeah, that is very true. So let me ask you something. What'd you do to push through all those feelings you had when you didn't achieve your goal on social media or you weren't doing what you wanted to do? What made you like change your whole routine and just pursue it?
The first thing I thought about was I want my future self to be happy that the present self has done all the work. Because it would be a shame for myself to see myself in my 30s and still be in the same position. Yeah.
But, okay, so my dad grew up so poor. He worked his butt off. He grinded 2 jobs, moved out when he was 18, you know, worked 2 jobs to pay for his college tuition, got a 2-year degree. Now he's making 6 figures a year, and he's telling me that I should basically – go to school, get my degree, and work the same job every day for 40 years, you know, like every other normal person would do. But me having a different mindset than what he has, and I just don't want to waste 4 years of my life, 6 years of my life in college doing something that I don't love doing. I don't want to wake up every day and go to the same job I hate, live a stressful life. And honestly, money isn't anything to me. Doing something I love is so much better than getting paid to do something I hate. And I can tell that you're on the same page with me, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I cannot be on the same page enough with you. Like, I've thought about that for years.
But most people, when they get tired, they quit. And they just... Everyone thinks about, oh, these people don't think I'm doing good enough. Oh, he's not, or he's doing YouTube. That's stupid. his dreams are stupid. His goals are nothing. And if you let those thoughts get into your mind and you don't pursue what you love, you're going to regret it in the future. But it's never too late. Even if you regret it in the future, you really just got to stick to it and then grind out from that very day.
Oh, yeah. Keep grinding, people. Keep grinding. And you know what else? It's never too late to start. You may have regrets, but it's never too late to start. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Who's Alex. You can follow me on IG at Who's Alex, WHOSEALEX. Also, add me on Snapchat at Alex_R1997. And I have a YouTube. YouTube is also Who's Alex. Justin, would you like to showcase your own social medias too?
I would love to. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Justin_Laswell, LASWELL 11. That is my Instagram, and my YouTube is just Justin Laswell. Again, JustinLaswell. A lot of people put LAZ, but it's not that.
Sweet! And thank you guys again for tuning in on this episode of Who's Alex. I will see you guys again. Thank you, Justin, for tuning in as well. I love having you as a guest. I want you to keep being on my show. I want you to come back, man.
Absolutely, bro. I loved it. It was fun talking about, you know, no regrets. I could have kept going forever, but it was a great talk.
Awesome, bro. And I look forward to many talks with you, man.
You too, man.
Awesome. And guys and ladies, have a great rest of your day. And I will see y'all soon.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. I'll tell you no matter.